here's a story from The World.
COVID-19 continues to highlight relentless disparities in healthcare. A new audio documentary explores how entrenched these problems are, in particular for transplant patients. A Perfect Match is reported by Ibi Caputo, and her own illness shaped this project. 13 years ago, Ibi had a bone marrow transplant in the U.S. to treat an aggressive form of leukemia. As a white person, she had better odds of surviving the disease than a person of color would have. The reasons for that are complex, starting with global disparities in bone marrow registries. Ibi Caputo joins us from Oxfordshire in England. It's a really gripping documentary, Ibi, and you find yourself learning all sorts of things about healthcare. First of all, what is a bone marrow transplant?
So the bone marrow is the factory for making the blood, and cancer had infiltrated my blood. And the only way to get rid of that cancer was to get a bone marrow transplant, basically to get a new factory. And for me, that meant injecting blood stem cells from a healthy anonymous donor, which would create new marrow. And then that new marrow would then make blood that was cancer-free. My donor was a German man. I don't know who he is. But we were a perfect match, which means that all of the immune system genes that they checked for in me were identical in him.
So just practically, did you have to go to Germany for the transplant, or was the marrow like literally shipped to the United States?
Yeah, so I was in Boston, and he went to the hospital, some hospital in Germany, and they injected him with a drug that made his stem cells proliferate. And then he got hooked up to this machine, and they got the extra stem cells from his blood, and then they put it in a cooler and put it, you know, as a carry-on on a regular commercial airline, and it was flown over to Boston where I received it.
Sounds like it worked the way it's supposed to work, but how hard is it to find a perfect match?
So it really depends on where your ancestors come from. As a white person with European ancestry, I was 3 times more likely to find a perfect match than a black person. And I started looking into this disparity after my friend died. Her name was Tarika, and she was Jamaican. She died 9 years after transplant. She didn't have a perfect match, but she did have a really good match. I interviewed her a few years ago. She wanted to meet her donor, but not yet.
Because I've been roller coasting through my health, I'm looking for a time where I'm looking good. Never want to meet your donor. Looking like, this is what my blood did to you. It should be like, this is what my blood did. So.
And why do you want to meet him?
Because I want to touch him. I want to hold him. I want to love him for the rest of my life. What? That kind of sound creepy.
No.
And why I want to meet him, I think it would be awesome for him to see what I look like in person.
And like the life he saved. His blood
yes.
saved you.
His blood saved me.
Tarika's energy is amazing. In the end, she did not get to meet her donor, did she?
No. So Tarika died 3 years ago. She died 9 years after transplant. She actually never really fully recovered from the side effects of transplant. So it was after her death that I started looking into the disparities in bone marrow transplantation. And it turns out that the biggest disparity is that many people who could benefit from transplants actually never get them. For example, if a patient doesn't have someone who can take at least 3 months off work to take care of them full time after transplant, doctors may choose not to transplant them. If they don't live near a transplant center or they can't afford to pay for accommodation near a center, they may not be able to get a transplant. If a person has other health problems or mental health issues, or if they have a history of not complying with medical advice, they may not be considered for a transplant. And one of the biggest reasons is if a person is uninsured or they have inadequate insurance, they may not be able to get a transplant.
So these are some of the barriers people face to getting transplants, but this isn't just a transplant issue. We see this problem repeating itself across all of healthcare. Ibi, you spoke with Dr. Stephanie Lee, a transplant doctor and the president of the American Society of Hematology, about all this. Let's listen to that moment in your documentary, Perfect Match.
What struck me was that it seems that a lot of the barriers, they appear to be the same barriers that you see in other aspects of medicine. And in fact, now with COVID, like the same kind of barriers that are making it much more likely that Black and brown people are going to die of COVID. And I'm wondering if that's a fair assessment.
I think it is a fair assessment. COVID has really highlighted the disparities. And that's not even talking about transplant, right? That's just talking about who gets diseases and how they're treated and you know, what the final outcome is.
So Dr. Lee's explanation really helps me understand why a white person is more likely than a Black person to survive leukemia, to survive all sorts of blood cancers. So it's not just the disparities revealed by COVID. I mean, these disparities are all over medicine.
Yeah, it's really a broken record. It just plays over and over and over again. But interestingly, what I found was that in all of the papers I read about racial and ethnic disparities in bone marrow transplantation, systemic racism wasn't mentioned. And that was surprising to me. So I talked with Professor Evelyn Hammonds about this. She's the chair of the Department of the History of Science at Harvard University, and she's a professor of African and African American Studies.
Race and institutional racism is not something that most physicians have to think about. And that's just connected to the ways in which most white people don't have to think about what white privilege and what white supremacy really means. And that is as true in the medical profession as it is in the legal profession, as it is among the police, and et cetera, et cetera.
Marco, I asked Professor Hammonds if she thinks it's important to name systemic racism as a cause for health disparities like the ones I found in bone marrow transplantation. She says she thinks it's profoundly important and that finally we're beginning to do so.
Ibi Caputo, thank you very much.
Thank you, Marco.
You can hear A Perfect Match on the BBC World Service, linked to the World's Facebook page. From PR.